David Williams, the second. Head coach Johnson.
Bobby Johnson, and of course, our three student athletes, co-captains for the team, Rashard Langford, George Smith, and Bradley Veerling. Guys, we'll do this by letting David Williams go first. Just have a three or four kind of introduction, followed by Coach Johnson, and then Rashard Langford will represent the student athletes for two or three minutes, and then I'll give you a shot to ask questions. The student athletes will also stick around afterwards to talk a little bit about it. Okay, I've got a teleconference after this also. So, Dave, if you wouldn't mind, get us started, and it's great to have everybody here. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you all for coming. At about 5 o'clock Central Time today, we received a phone call from the Gaylord Hotels Music Bowl, inviting us to participate in their 11th annual bowl. Prior to that, we had heard from the conference to alert us that that was in fact going to happen. We accepted that invitation graciously and with a great deal of excitement. We're more than happy to be participating in this bowl game. We're happy to be at home in our home city, where many of our fans who could not travel will be able to come and see the Commodores return back to bowl participation. It's been over a quarter of a century since Vanderbilt has been in a bowl game, and none of the players on today's team were ever born at that time. So we are very, very excited, not only about the opportunity for our team to play in a bowl game, but for our university and our city to come together in this great bowl and actually show how a team and how a city can work together to put on a very, very good show. It will be played on December 31st, as you all know. We have already sent out to all of our alumni, all of our season ticket holders, our students, our faculty, our staff, our donors, and a bunch of other people that we don't even know to come and join us for New Year's Eve in Nashville. We will have a number of events in addition to the events that the Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl is participating in or sponsoring. I would like to end this by basically saying congratulations to Coach Johnson and his staff and to the student athletes that made this possible. We are the smallest school. We are a private school in the SEC, and they have accomplished this after 26 years against all odds. I then say that I heard back to you young men, I heard back from a group of people who were on the last bowl, and they couldn't have been happier, and they have pledged their support. And in fact, more than anybody else, I've heard from a lot of ex-players who basically say this is a huge, impressive moment for this university and this program. So, gentlemen, congratulations. And to all you Doors fans out there, we're going bowling.
Well, we are extremely excited to be going to the Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl. I think our players are extremely excited. I know the coaching staff is. Everybody involved with our program and our athletic department put in an awful lot of hard work this season, and this is a great reward. We're excited about being in Nashville. You know, we think it's one of the best cities in the country, so we're glad to be playing here. You know, we're really thankful that a lot of our fans will be able to get here easily to see the game, and hopefully, you know, a lot of our out-of-town people will load up the cars or get on the planes and get into hotels here in town and help everybody out. And you know, we're just looking for a really great time. I've got to tell you this little story. I mean, I've been hired maybe, I think, 2 days here at Vanderbilt. And the first thing I ever did socially in Nashville is I went to the Music City Bowl in 2001. And believe it or not, Boston College was playing, and they were playing Georgia. And I sat there, and I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool if Vanderbilt would ever get in this game. And I sat there with Todd Turner, and we watched the game and said, you know, hopefully one day we'll get a chance to do this. So it's been a long time. It's been an awful lot of hard work, but we're excited about it. So we're anxious to get to work. We've already had a couple practices. We'll have another on Tuesday, and our staff is anxious to get to work and learn as much as we can about Boston College, who I think is an outstanding team and an outstanding opponent for us. So thank you very much, and we're going to go with Rashard, and I'll be available here in just a minute.
Hey, I'd like to say on behalf of our team that we're extremely excited about being able to play in this game. We have a crew team this weekend. We got a chance to see a highlight video. And this time last year, this time years before, we never would have had this chance. We would not be practicing. If not, we'll be working on the season towards next year, but we're still finishing out this season. So that's an excitement. We've had a couple of practices. Guys been out playing fast and playing hard, just getting ready, getting back, and getting healthy to get ready to play Boston College. We all received a text today around 5 o'clock that we'll be playing Boston College. And I think it's going to be a great experience for us to stay here in Nashville to get our fans, our Commodore fans, here to support us and be with us for this great and wonderful experience.
Thank you very much. Guys, we'll get Coach Johnson and David Williams here for any questions you might have. And the guys will stick around afterwards also for questions.
David, what additional things do you have planned?
Well, you know, it is New Year's Eve, and so we certainly will have a New Year's Eve party to celebrate our victory over the Eagles. We'll have some things to bring people back to campus. You know, we have a letter. I have a letter that's going out tomorrow to a personal letter to all of our alumni, which basically invites them back to Nashville if they haven't been back to come and see some of the things they might not have seen. We certainly want to get them back on campus so that they can see the Commons and see our new fine arts building. Some sessions where people might not have met our chancellor since he's become chancellor. But we'll just plan a whole bunch of parties. You know, if nothing else, you can come over to my house. My wife will cook dinner for you.
Be careful who you invite.
Bobby, did you have any idea Boston College may be the opponent? If so, obviously they played in the ACC Championship yesterday. What are kind of your first thoughts and impressions of that?
Well, obviously a very worthy opponent. They played, a great season. They played for the championship against a very fine Virginia Tech team, and, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us. But we're looking forward to playing them. You know, they're always tough, hard-nosed, well-coached teams, and we expect the same thing when they get to Nashville. We'll have that same kind of challenge.
Do you see it as a benefit that there will be an element of familiarity for this team? I'm assuming you'll be practicing here, right?
Well, logistically, it's very easy for us, no doubt about it. We'll be practicing on our practice field, out of our dressing room, out of our meeting rooms. And until we report to the Opryland Hotel, we'll be staying on campus here before Christmas and getting in several practices before we take a break for Christmas. So, you know, you couldn't ask for anything better than that. And then once we get to Opryland Hotel and, you know, our guys can enjoy that atmosphere over there and enjoy the things that the Music City Bowl has planned for them, it'll be a real bowl atmosphere for them. So they're not going to be at Vanderbilt the whole time. They will get to enjoy the bowl experience here in Nashville.
Bobby, on paper, they at least look like about half your schedule, extremely tough on defense. Have you seen enough of them on tape or anything yet to know if they remind you of anything that you've already played?
Well, the only time we saw them on tape is when we were preparing for Wake Forest. And to tell you the truth, we weren't thinking that we would be playing them or trying to game plan against them. But, you know, in that game, they were very good on defense. Wake Forest, I think, scored 3 touchdowns off turnovers. So, you know, defensively, they're really stout. And I think the quarterback's been injured, but, you know, so have ours. So, I mean, it's going to be a typical tough game for us. You know, all of them are. But we're looking forward to getting our guys ready to play. We've had 2 very good practices since we got back into action. So, you know, this is what we want. You know, this is what we're looking forward to.
And what we were able to get accomplished through those first couple of practices from the standpoint that you didn't know where you were going or who you were playing?
Well, we were just trying to get Vanderbilt back in the swing of things and executing our offense and our defense against each other. Just really timing and getting used to catching the ball again, carrying the ball, descending, you know, just playing football, just get back in the mode, because we gave them the week off, and we ran some and lifted a lot, and they got back in swing of things academically. So, you know, those two practices we've had last couple of days were just to just get back in the mood.
Bobby, excuse me, do you go into the bowl game settled at quarterback, or are you now a two-quarterback team?
Well, you know, we may be a three-quarterback team for all I know right now, because McKenzie hasn't practiced either of the two practices. He's got a busted bursa sac in his knee, and that fluid around that knee has to absorb on its own. You can't take it out, so he hasn't even been out on the field. So, you know, Larry did some good things, you know, against Wake Forest, but again, you know, we're going to prepare to win the football game, so we're going to get our best chance to win out there on the field, hopefully.
David, is there maybe more of an onus on this university, since this game is in town, to do some of the things you were talking about, try and generate ticket sales rather than rely on the bowl to do that?
Well, I think we would have that anywhere we go. I mean, one of the things the bowls always want to make sure is that you're going to sell your tickets, or sell their tickets, our tickets, if you like, and also that you bring people into their city. So, you know, as Bobby said, you know, we hope to have a lot of people come to Nashville, and some of those people would be going to wherever we would go. So, you know, I think that I wouldn't say there's an additional onus on us. I would say, however, because we are located here in Nashville, and as I put in one of my letters, you know, I'm a member of both the Vanderbilt and the Nashville family. So even if we were going to a game somewhere else, I always want Gaylord Hotel Music City Bowl to be successful. And so, yeah, we'll work to make sure that our fans come, that they enjoy, that hopefully they'll stay some at the hotels, that they'll go to the restaurants, and they'll just have a good old time downtown.
Bobby, how's Jared Hawkins doing? Do you have any idea whether you'll have him ready?
We don't know. He's off crutches right now. Is the only progress I can give you. He cannot run right now. So that's going to be, you know, probably 50-50.
Bobby, how strict will you be on these guys during this week? I mean, it's a serious game. You want to win it, but it's a fun time as well.
Sure.
All of that?
Yeah, I think we have enough practice opportunities that we don't have to go out there and have marathon practices, you know, time-wise. You know, we want to be smart in what we do, concise in what we do, get the message to them each day, what we're trying to achieve in practice, and get in there and get out. And, you know, we've got a lot of things going on right now. We're going to have exams starting Wednesday and go all the way through next Thursday. And then we're going to practice as, you know, as much as we think necessary right up, you know, before Christmas, and then we'll give them some Christmas time off and then meet back here in Nashville. So I think we got plenty of opportunities to practice and get ready to play, but at the same time, realize that, you know, this is a reward that you want to do well in.
Is there more opportunities for distractions, maybe, Bobby, because of the kids' familiarity or with the city, as opposed to if you were to go to another destination?
No, well, distractions, I mean, we're here all the time. I don't see why they'd be more distracted now. You know, we go through preseason practice, and, you know, we trust our guys a lot. You know, we think they're pretty responsible, and we believe that, you know, they'll take this thing very seriously, and they will prepare as hard as they can to win. But again, I want them to have fun. Yeah, I want them to say, hey, let's do this again.
Bobby, I think in terms of recruiting, the contact period is back open. Usually you guys are on the road pretty heavy this time of year. How does now having to prepare for a bowl game change what you're doing there? What kind of bounce do you get recruiting-wise out of the bowl bid?
Well, it'll be big, I think. It may be big next year because, you know, we've got a lot of commitments right now. So hopefully it's going to be big for us as we go out in the spring and then next summer's recruiting. You know, we'll be on the road basically when our guys are in exams. You know, so we won't be practicing then. So we'll be doing the bulk of our contact period before Christmas when we're in exams. So we should be able to, you know, maintain our regular routine, you know, pretty close to what it's been the last few years, and still have a chance to get our practices in, because that will be during the dead period.
I know another big bonus when you go bowling is those extra practices that you get with the team. How much do you feel like that will put you ahead into next year and into the future, just having those extra practices?
Yeah, that's hard to quantify. To get those extra practices and get those guys out there, the young guys, you know, you want to see what they can do maybe, and you might want to let them scrimmage some, but, you know, we can't do that all the time. You know, we got a lot of young guys playing, and obviously we don't want to get anybody hurt before we play in the bowl game. So, I don't know if that might be a little overrated. You know, we'll find out. But, we got spring practice to go after this, so. Yeah, we'll take every practice opportunity we can, and any time that we get a chance to work with our young guys and get them fundamentally, better, we'll take advantage of it.
Bob, you've mentioned that you individually have never participated in a bowl before. How?
You don't have to rub it in.
For you personally, how exciting is it?
Oh, I'm excited as I can be. Ask the guys after Kentucky game. I was kind of running around in the dressing room in there, kind of wow. But we're all excited, and I was in 1AA football, and we played in a playoff system that everybody talks about all the time. 1 year we played 15 games, or 2 years we played 15 games. I think this is a pretty good reward in the fact that you did well, you're going to play one game, put everything you got into it, you know when your season is going to be over. In the playoff system, we were planning on playing 15 games some years and played, just one extra game. Boom, it's over. So everything's planned out here, and I think that's really nice.
What are the NCAA rules regarding practice, and how many and how long those sort of things
are in the season? I don't think there are any, except if you're in class. You got to give them a day off every week. So I don't think there's a limit to bowl practice. It may be, I don't know, but we're not going to break it.
Being this kind of new for you, is anybody that you go to in the coaching fraternity say, okay, how do you plan for bowl week? How do you structure things and those sort of things?
Well, we've got guys on our staff that have been to a lot of bowls. So, with exams, Christmas, the time we have to report to Opryland and the Music City Bowl, there's only so many days you can practice. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what days you can and want to practice.
Couple more questions. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Coach.